When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Hello, Manish.
Hello, Jillian.
What's going on, old Gail?
Look at you in your summer attire. You know what? It's hotter than a popcorn fart here.
It's hotter than a popcorn fart?
Well, harder. It's usually the term is drier than a popcorn fart, but I said hotter than a popcorn fart. But it's very hot.
I'm too famous segment for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
I sure wish Nicole was here for this one.
Well, we could take a break.
No, I don't.
And then we could come back.
No. Let me see where my brother is. I think he's shooting today. So, guess what happened? Okay. Where are you at, homo? I like to call him homo. He likes when I call him homo.
You know.
It's good for it builds character. Okay, so are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, we've been ready.
So here's what happened.
Okay.
So we went to the beach house for 4th of July. Let me clarify.
Which you usually do.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, but this year I was like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything. Then I get all these phone calls. What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, we're just going to stay at the beach house, blah, blah, blah. Now, my little brother, mm-hmm. You've met Greg, haven't
yep,
you?
I have.
When?
A couple of times. Through.
How old was it when you met? Oh, my God. You met it when it was like 16 at KFI.
Yes, I met him at KFI.
And it talked about high school.
But I've seen Greg after. At your Christmas party.
It's 28 now.
Good God, have I known you that long?
It's a 28-year-old. It's turning 28 in September.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So, it just got out of a horrible relationship with this crazy bitch. Oh my God. And the whole time, and you know how...
No. How do you really feel?
Oh yeah. My God, I hate this girl. You have no idea. And we all hated her. Like, all of us hated her. But no, even Heidi hated her.
Well, that takes a lot. Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Even Heidi hated her. So, but none of us said anything to him.
What? Interrupt for a second. Why?
Because he, like, loved her and he lived with her and the whole thing. And you don't, like, want to alienate a family member. So
no, okay.
You wait
okay.
for it to be over. And then you're like, oh, my God, I hated her.
That's
right?
That's always nice.
So, you know, my little sister was like, well, you know, more diplomatic. And I was like, I hated that bitch. And my little sister's like, I'm so sorry. You're so upset. And so listen to what this girl does. I didn't tell you this story. So... I knew she was cheating on him. I could tell. I could just tell, right?
Oof.
So she's like taking months to move out of their apartment that they just moved into. He's stuck with this huge bill because they were supposed to be splitting the rent, you know, together. She shows up on like the fourth time to get her stuff out of the apartment over the course of months. And he sees a guy hiding in her car.
Oh, God.
Now, you know, my brother is like the ultimate pacifist. Like he gets into a house, he gets himself into a ton of shit, but he's like very easygoing, yeah. Nice kid, right? He's not a fighter. He's not like me. He's just very sweet and easygoing. So my brother calls me and he's like, you're not going to believe what the, and I'm like, right. Okay. Mind you, he's half Latin. Mexican and Venezuelan, okay, and half Arab. I'm just going to preface this because let me tell you where we're going, okay? So he's like, she's there. I hear her in the background screaming at him. I hear the guy in the background, right? And he's like, I'm going to kill you, man. And I'm like, oh my God. He's like, you're not going to believe it. And I'm like, Greg, go in the apartment now. And he's like, no. And I hear her saying, I'm going to call the police. I'm texting my little sister. I'm like, you need to get in the car and you need to drive over to his apartment right now. My little sister's like, you're closer. I'm like, I'm famous. I can't go over there. The police are coming. This is not the I'm famous story. Right. So I'm like, get in the house. She's going to call the police. He's like, what do I care? I'm like, you're half Arab and half Mexican. Get in the apartment now. Shoot you dead. You won't even get to explain. You look like the freaking Taliban. Get in the house right now. I'm just being honest. I'm allowed. He's my brother. I'm also half Arab. I'm allowed. I make him shave his beard. I can't even go through the airport with him without him getting like a freaking cavity search. I'm not kidding. Because he's dark.
God, we've come so far, haven't we?
I'm telling you the truth. I'm not kidding. Like, we cannot go through security. I'm like, oh, here we go. Greg's getting an anal probe again. Like, every time. So, I'm serious. It's a reality of life, right? I mean, look, come on. Anybody of color will tell you, like, look, you know? He's just... Yeah. Anyway. So...
Sadly.
Yeah. He's just going through a lot. And I'm like, listen, you know, we have a guest house. We have a guest house at the farm, you know, we have the beach house. And I was like, just come, just stay, just get on your feet again. Just like emotionally.
Get out.
Yeah. Just get out of that place. Come stay, just kind of get yourself together. So to make a long story short, I'm now living, which the kids are in hog heaven with crazy Uncle Greg, right? Because he's 27, he's out of his mind. So, you know, they it's just party time with Uncle Greg, screaming and terror and fighting and shit everywhere. So, you know, it's just chaos. It's like having a third child at home. So, and it's constantly in the mirror flexing its muscles. So, my brother, who does not have health insurance, which was a huge fight that we had when he got food poisoning from a weekend in Mexico... I'm like, Greg, I get it. Like, I understand, you know, you're 27. At 27, I didn't have a pot to piss in, but you got to have health insurance. You must have health insurance. Okay. I only say this because it's a few days before 4th of July, and guess who comes strolling in? Hungover, sunglasses on, weighted down in bags of explosives. My brother.
What do you mean weighted down in bags?
Bags of explosives.
Fireworks.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know anything about this, okay? So I just think, like, I don't know that this is illegal because I don't know what's in the bag. I'm like, oh, he's got, like, you know, M80s, or no, like, you know,
sparklers,
a Roman candle. I don't know what it is. So, but meanwhile, he comes in. I'm like, what is that? He's like, we're going to have some fun, yo. And I'm like, honey, what is that? He's like, just a few things. Meanwhile, dumps hundreds of dollars on pyrotechnics that are illegal. I still don't know this yet, and you'll find out how I know. So, for the 4th of July, it's not funny. You guys are all going to be angry at me and all of us when it's all over. It's funny, but I know everyone's going to be pissed. But I am just going to tell the story because it's so unbelievable, okay? So, no health insurance, but $300 worth of illegal explosives. This is what it's like to live with a 28-year-old kid. So... 4th of July comes around, right? And my son is like, Uncle Greg, Uncle Greg, Uncle Greg. And they're doing like little pop-pops, pop-pop, pop-pop-pop, pop-pop, that stuff. Mm-hmm. Outside on my
lady jet. Fingers, like little lady
little
fingers.
Doodle pop.
Yeah.
Doodle pop, pop, little red things. Pop, pop, pop,
yeah.
Pop. Okay? And I'm pissed because it's leaving black marks on the deck at the beach. Okay. So all of a sudden the sun starts to go down. Mm-hmm. And this animal and his friends start unpacking their bags. And I'm seeing, like, canisters, okay? Canisters, like the size, like the width of, like, a very big water bottle. Like, giant canisters and boxes and crap. And I'm like, Greg, what is that stuff? And he's like, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm like, honey, what is it? He's like, no, it's all good. He's got a plywood board, some 2x4s, and he goes out onto the beach, and he props, because the tide is up, so he takes two chairs, sticks them in the sand, puts the board on top of the chairs, and starts lighting shit off the plywood. Okay. So, when I tell you that the first one that goes off looks like you're at Disneyland, okay? I mean, like, and in front of the, and I looked at Heidi and I was like, oh my God, we're in the middle of fireworks this way. Oh my God. I'm telling you, like, kaboom. I mean, like, you know what? It goes up and explodes and light, like a circle of light encapsulates the house. And he's down there with all his buddies. So they've lit in like bing, bang, pop, boom. They're all going. And my son starts crying. Phoenix is like, ah! He's terrified. I'm like, oh my God. I'm trying to get down to the beach. All the neighbors are on their deck. Now, we're going to pause the story here, okay? I have a neighbor right next door to me, because at the beach, you're on top of each other.
Yes, you're very close.
Okay? We'll just say whose last name is Wiener. So we'll say his last name, his first name is not Harry, but we'll say his name is Harry Wiener. His actual last name is Wiener. Although Cody tells me it's Weiner. Now, I have disliked this neighbor, right? Because they'll come and they'll park like in front of our garage, or they'll have their teenagers will have like beer pong fests until like 1 a.m. And I give this neighbor a rash of shit from inside my glass house, Janice. Get excited. I constantly am fighting with this neighbor, right? So then he's like, oh, well, your blah, blah, blah is on my deck.
Oh, God.
But he's not wrong, right? So I'm like, right. Oh, well, I'll just go. So then Cody goes over and pulls it out of the, you know. And like, so we've had a little pissing match, me and this neighbor, right? And I'm constantly like, you know, oh, you just park in front of our house. He's like, well, I don't want my 18-year-old across the street. I'm like, oh, but you want our friends across the street because you're an asshole, right? Okay. So Harry Wiener and all his friends.
Yes.
The name is...
Yeah.
Okay. For real, though, right? All his friends are out on the deck. My other neighbor's out on the deck. Everybody's out on the deck. And my brother is literally...
lighting up the sky.
Yeah. Like the Hollywood Bowl at the end of the L.A. Hammer. Like...
That's...
My son is crying. The neighbors are all on the deck. The house is engulfed in flames. I'm like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. I got to go talk to Harry Wiener because I'm terrified that he is going to call the police, right? So I'm like trying to make my way over, okay? But I'm like, I can't talk to him. He hates me. I can't. And I'm trying to get to my brother who's down the beach, right? So I'm like to say like, stop. Like, but he's like 50 yards away from me. The ocean's going, the bombs are going off. I'm up at the top with the kids. Phoenix is crying. The neighbors are like, what the, right? So I gotta go talk to him, but he hates me. I'm like, I shouldn't be the person to talk. The 7-year-old Lubal is like, I'll go. I'm like, Lubal, no. So Lou starts walking over as an ambassador of peace. I'm telling Heidi, go get Lubal. And the next thing I know, this is not funny, a bomb goes off parallel to the ground, shoots laterally.
Oh, God.
And explodes.
Oh, no. In Mr. Wiener's pool?
At his party?
His party. No.
And I am like, oh, my God.
It went lateral into his party.
So here's what happened. Oh, they lit something off that flexed the board.
Oh, good God.
Tipped everything. Boom. Tipped everything over. And this cannon shot sideways and exploded in front of Harry Wiener's house. I died inside.
I just got in my car and left town.
I was like, oh, my God. Like, okay, I've become that asshole now. Now I am the consummate asshole,
you're the neighbor.
Right? Like, if they had done that, I would have lost my mind. I would have called the police. I would have gone over there screaming. I would have been like, you've jeopardized safety, but you're, right? My brother and his friends go tearing off in the other direction because they saw the table tip. So they booked it because they were like, oh my God, right?
What do you mean? They just left the scene?
They didn't want to get hit.
They didn't want to get hit by the bomb.
Oh my God.
So I stand there paralyzed for a second. All of us do, right? Me, Lou, fireworks, the ones they had already lit are going off sideways into the ground, into the ocean. And I'm like, I've got to move my feet. But I'm having a hard time walking, right? So hang on. Let me see if I can get him on the phone. So sure enough, a teenager from over there.
From the Wieners.
From the Wieners' house comes over screaming. Because you can through the fence line, right?
Missing a hand, just.
Well, okay. So the teenager is like, my eye! And I'm like, oh my God. Right. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. His face is melted off. Oh my God. I'm like, listen, and I see his face and he's actually perfectly fine. He's just wasted and screaming, right? But he's like, you see my eye? And I'm like, I see your eye. You have every reason to be very upset. Well, Greg's not answering the phone. He knows. He knows not to answer the phone. Oh, God damn it. All right, he won't answer the phone. So, anyway, so then Harry Weiner comes over and I was like, look, I'm like, I don't even know what to say. I'm so embarrassed and sorry. And they're like, no, he's okay. He's just drunk. It's okay. And they were actually very cool. I was like, I'm mortified. I'm so sorry. Right? So the next day, I look at my brother and I'm like, you a-hole. Right? I'm like, Greg. And he's like, yeah, but he was fine. So... Okay, so I'm like, okay, so I get this giant bottle of wine to go take over to Harry Weiner's house, right? And he's not there, so I'm like, all right, I'll hold on to it. But he has Cody's email, right? The chosen one, or Cody's email and phone number, because Cody got this thing off of his deck or whatever. So he's texting Cody, and he's like, oh, hey, Cody, how was your 4th of July? Cody sends me the exchange, and Cody is like, oh, good, man. I heard, you know, there was an incident because I told Cody about it. And he's like, yeah, you know. And then he's like, you know, my son has struggled with his weight his entire life. Maybe Jill could help him with his weight. So I told my brother, I'm like, I'm going to get blackmailed now because you lit a bomb off to train his son.
Hey, you know what? You train his son.
I said, I literally was like, oh, my God, I don't have a choice. And he's like, she's the best in the world. And I was like, well, at least there's flattery there. And then my brother's like, well, does this mean I can keep the wine?
Wow. Wow, what's it like? What's it like to be in Greg's mind?
I don't know.
Wow.
I tried to get him on the phone. He's like, well, at least we can keep this bottle of wine then.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's...
He's not wrong.
Okay. When's your first session?
I got an email, Harry Weiner.
Just chase the kid around with sparklers and Roman candles.
That's right.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
All right, Miss.
Yes, Jillian.
You know, Jake, I guess you can speak to this. Does everybody in your world, all the boys your age, et cetera, do they want to, like, pack on the size?
I would say, I'd say yes, for the most part, yes, because I know I do, personally.
So does my brother.
But I'm 6'2 and a half and 170, but I'm like, I have a very slender build, so I've always felt the need to have more of a upside down triangle shaped upper body.
Okay.
And, you know, have a bigger arms and, but yeah, that doesn't, I mean.
It's just, okay. So like, I find that guys are like, men have this issue with getting big in the same way I feel like girls have this issue with being smaller. And it I find that guys are doing this crazy stuff to get there. Like how many, be honest with me. Do you know guys that are taking steroids? I'm surprised you don't.
I don't
really
think, not that I know of.
My brother knows a lot of guys that are like, we'll just do one cycle. I'm like, you will not.
Does that count as like pre-workout and stuff?
No. I mean like shots.
I see. Cause yeah.
It's shocking to see the guys with the zits on their back.
Dude, the zits? No, it looks like their skin's going to tear.
But Jesus. The guys with the zits on their backs, their arms, that's roids, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they could just be getting, you know, acne from sweating, but you can tell it looks like their skin's going to tear. Literally, it looks like you inflated them, and like their skin is just like
I've seen
stretched.
Their chests like that.
Yeah,
it's
like a balloon, like you inflated them. And this is a really, really dangerous game to play. And I just, if you know like a young man in his 20s, or you know, look, if you know anybody who's messing with that stuff, it's bad. And the reason is that when you are taking steroids or anabolic steroids, these are powerful hormones, right? And you're putting them in your body exogenously, which means outside in, instead of
right.
making them inside out.
I'm actually surprised that you're I'm surprised we're still having this conversation.
Oh no, it's
I
huge, it's bigger than ever. Gym tan laundry, man.
Really?
Yeah. And so, for example, like some of the side effects of anabolic steroids are you can develop breasts, you can get a painful erection, your nuticles shrink. You can decrease your sperm count. You can become infertile. You can become impotent. Because when your body stops making testosterone, as a man in particular, your nuticles shrink. Because they're like, well, I don't have to do all this work.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And by the way, I mean, heart attacks, all that stuff is no bueno. Yeah. Mm-mm.
See, I wouldn't even know where to get steroids. I would have no idea. Gym locker room?
Oh, my God. I don't know either because I don't want to be bigger. But, yeah, they're very prevalent. You can get them anywhere. I mean, nothing illegal is hard to find, obviously.
That's true.
Anyway, my point is this is really bad for you. So, you know what you do when you want to gain size? You lift heavy weights 4 days a week. Make sure that you get the appropriate amount of recovery. So, again, I still believe you follow the split cycle. So, you lift. Rest 2 days before training that muscle again. Make sure that you take at least one, preferably 2 days off a week, no lifting, and eat, man.
So
eat 20 calories per pound if you want to gain weight, or like 10% more than you burn in a day. You'd be at like 3,500 probably if you want to gain.
But see, people also want to have a six pack. So
you can't do both at the same. Well, it depends. If you're trying to get body fat off and gain size, you cannot. So my brother wants a six pack, right? So I was like, listen, honey, you can't like monster out and get a six pack at the same time because you're going to have to shed like 5-6 pounds of body fat. So I said, let's get you down. Then if you want to get bigger, you can start, you know, eating more protein, up the calories, have your lifting. And we'll start packing it back on. But you can't do both. You can't get shredded and gain mass. It's one, the other.
When these guys what is the after? I mean, I know you said that the litany of things that can happen, the nuticles, the heart,
Wait, let me clarify. You can be both, but not accomplish both at the same time. Does that make sense? You can be big and ripped.
Oh, I got it.
But you can't be like, okay, I want to get ripped. And I want to get big because one, you got to burn body fat. To burn body fat, you need a small you need a deficit. To gain size, you need a surplus. So you go down, then up, or up, then down. Like gain, then cut, or cut, and then start eating and lifting. But you want to be careful not to gain too much fat.
Okay, so these guys that are taking the juice, let's say they're in their 20s, and let's say they stop. What What do their bodies look like in their 40s? Like, does
you stop? It, yeah, I mean, well, like, that's I don't. I honestly am not an expert in this. Yeah. I don't know much about steroids because I have never in my life ever wanted to be bigger.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that it's just really bad for fertility, heart health. I mean, look at Kimbo Slice, man.
Is that why he died?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Heart attack, 50 something. That doesn't just happen.
How do steroids work? What is a steroid?
They're anabolic hormones, right? I mean, they are like mad.
But to someone like me, I have no idea what that means.
Well, what's going to make you grow facial hair?
Testosterone.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. So like if you have somebody who's undergoing a sex change one way or the other, they'll give men, I think, estrogen, progesterone if they want to become women. And women, testosterone, and they start growing a beard and things down there get bigger. And it's the exact opposite effect for women. Yeah. That stuff down there gets bigger and, you know, they grow body hair and they get muscular and thick.
Voice changes.
Yeah, testosterone. It's all hormones. So they're putting a lot of testosterone and then they're able to lift more, eat more. But it's dangerous.
Yeah.
So When you're getting older and you have
there's a science to this stuff.
They got commercials for low testosterone and they give you testosterone. Same thing.
Not yes and no. Okay. So what they'll do is they'll often like get 40-year-old men and they'll like play off of the whole midlife crisis thing and is this wrong? Is that wrong? And it's like you've been eating like crap. You haven't been working out. You know, your circulation sucks. You're out of shape. Well, of course you're. Your business down there might not get as hard for as long. And it's like, you're this and that, and you're old, and you're, oh my God, you need testosterone. It's like they're finding pharmaceutical companies sell sickness. So this is just another way of like selling menopause medication to women. They're like, all men estrogen. Are going to be like, I have low T. Yeah. So they'll hit men, and yes, it's dangerous for all the reasons I mentioned. Are they taking mad quantities of anabolic steroids? Probably not. Are they supplementing with testosterone, though, which is still an anabolic steroid? But I don't know enough about it. In all truth, I'm not an expert, but it's like they'll probably give them like a shot. I don't know if there is testosterone cream, but I think one of Giancarlo's doctors was like, well, I was like, absolutely not. You're not doing that.
No.
You will not. I'm like, no. Bad for your heart. It's the side effects are still the same, but you know, they're not going to get huge. But I also think they mix it with like human growth hormone and corticosteroid. There's all different kinds.
Hey, man, you said.
I swear to God, I don't know enough about it, Jake. But there's all different kinds of chemicals and concoctions and crap and different things to do different things to get bigger, different things to get leaner. Human growth hormone, this, that, the other. But like, I never touched human growth hormone because I knew if you ever play with that, then your body stops making it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just dangerous stuff. Don't do it.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify is there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science-based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, it is time for some calls. We have Amy from Buffalo on the line. Amy, this is Jillian.
Hey, Amy. Hi, Jillian. How are you, bud?
Good. I am so excited to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
So my question is I am kind of trying to get some advice on how to break up with a personal trainer.
Hold on, I'm just crashing a beer on my head.
She's crushing it on her head.
Yeah, go ahead, Amy.
Wow, you know what?
Oh, I made it. I shot it right in the thing, Amy. Sorry, bud, I'm ready. Are you breaking up with a personal trainer? I'm ready.
Yeah. I mean, he's a nice guy and everything, but, you know, he kind of looks at me and he goes, well, you're a little overweight, and, you know, he's like, let's go do the machine. And I'm kind of like, but I'm ready to do something else. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to keep moving forward and stuff like that. And, you know,
here's a question. Why do you think, why is it even a question of how? Like, what are your concerns? Just say it's not working out.
I guess because I'm going to see him at the gym all the time.
Aha!
That's like running into your ex.
Ah, Amy, you minx. All right. The real question is, are you planning on seeing somebody else?
Yes.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, that's awkward.
You got trainer envy.
I do. Actually, I was taking a class with another trainer, and he's everything I'm looking for. He's like, you know, he's like, let's go try new things. He's good about pushing without pushing too far. And I'm like, that's what I need. That's why I'm paying the money. And
yeah, you know what?
It's kind of awkward.
It is awkward. You're not wrong. And you know what I find about things that are awkward in life is that sometimes I put them off, I put them off until the last minute. And then the last minute comes and I'm like, well, here's the deal. You know, this, that, the other, and I'm sorry, but, you know.
Truth.
Here it is. And it's like you kind of, I find that I like, you know, it's awkward. And then I eventually just get to a point where I'm like, I got to do it. I got to tell them or pull the trigger or make it known, bring it into the light. And you find that, yeah, okay. You know, it'll be awkward for like once, twice, and so be it. You don't owe this person anything. And I know it's hard. I'm not saying it isn't, but I find that sometimes the truth will set you free, dude. As long as you're doing it in a way that is not, listen, you suck. You seem like you don't care at all. You know, if it's just genuinely like, it's just not working for me, then I would just be like, hey, you know, when's your pack? Do you have like a package? When's that over?
It isn't. It's kind of, I'm at a local Y. So I buy like six sessions at a time, and I'm actually at the end of one of them, but I've been taking another class the nights that I would normally meet with him.
Okay.
So it's like, so it's, there's kind of been a break, but I'm going, I'd like to add another day with this other trainer. And yeah, it's just kind of awkward going, you're nice, but I like somebody else better. And I didn't know from a trainer's point of view how that.
But he doesn't owe you money, right? You don't have to like get through. Okay, perfect. So I would just be like, hey, you know what? I think you're awesome and I appreciate your time. I'm going to be totally transparent with you. I've had a few classes with so-and-so and we just click. And then I would start, I just be like, we just click. And I feel a little uncomfortable and awkward, but we just click and he's going to do blank with me and I really want to try blank. He's going to try yoga with me and I really want to try yoga or whatever it might be. So look, I can give you the easy way out because I do believe that sometimes we got to give people crutches and a crutch might be a white lie. And look, you're going to fire the guy anyway. So a white lie isn't going to hurt him. So if it's like, hey, you know, he does yoga and you don't do yoga and I'm really interested in trying that. If you need that to get out, then take it. Or if it's, you know, he trains with a friend of mine and my friend and I might split sessions sometimes.
Ooh, that's good.
Well, I mean, but I don't want her to have to lie. But if you need it to get out in the beginning, then, you know, that's what I would do. In truth, I honest to God recommend just being like, look, I think you're a great dude and I really appreciate the time. I took a few classes with this trainer and we just clicked. It just, you know, we have good chemistry. And it's like, who gives a shit what his problem is? Because part of me thinks a lot of the growing for you can be in the who cares? You're not saying like you're incompetent and you suck and that, you know, sure, that's hurtful and unnecessary. But if you're just telling the truth as gently as you can, like I feel like that might be good for you. Maybe you need to do that in other areas of your life. If you're worried about some rando trainer, imagine how you must be stifling your thoughts and feelings amongst people closer to you.
Yes, that's definitely an issue.
Oh, Nanis, look at me.
I know. I'm kind of, yes.
Dr. Laura
Dr.
Ian.
Dr.
Although she's mean,
no
isn't she?
I have no idea what she just
isn't
said.
Is she mean?
Who?
Dr. Laura.
Dr. Laura? You are so far from Dr. Laura.
But isn't she a shrink?
Dr. Laura, as in the...
She's not a shrink?
The one who hated gay people, Laura?
She hates gay people?
Dr. Laura.
Amy, does Dr. Laura hate gay people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you, Dr. Laura. You hag. Never mind. Dr. Jillian in. The doctor is in.
But you know what? I get what Amy's saying, because you just said something to Amy that you said you don't owe this person anything. And it's so funny how we get wrapped up in, you know what, Amy? I empathize because we do think, But what do we owe them? Nothing. We don't.
I mean, you don't have to hurt someone's feelings.
No.
I think that if there's a way to get out of it, right? Like, look, I'll be honest with you. If you were going to a different gym, then I might just say, like, what does it hurt to say, hey, bud, you know what? I got to save some money. Thank you so much for your time, right? Like, that's a harmless white lie. But look, you're going to that gym, and you need to be comfortable, and you need to take care of you. And that's where the truth here is, taking care of you. So it is harmful to tell that little lie, not to him, but to you. So, you know, that's where it's like, hey, sweetheart, honest to God, I'd practice telling the truth. And then, you know what? I hope that he's awkward and uncomfortable, so you learn to live with it, because who cares what he thinks?
Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Then you can learn to tolerate that and hopefully try it in other more important and significant relationships.
I'm just going to throw my two cents in here for a second.
Oh, hang on.
If you don't mind.
The millennial's going
to
talk.
So the way I told one of my friends before, she had to look at it. This isn't personal. It's business. Would you continue to order chicken parmesan from the same restaurant every night if you wanted something else? No. You would change it up.
She wants chicken parmesan, but from a different restaurant.
Exactly.
But no, that's not what you said.
I'm just saying it's a business. It's not personal. And they will understand.
But business is personal. But that's too bad.
But they will understand.
No, he might not.
Why is she antagonizing me today?
He may not understand. He might be a douche.
Yeah, you're right. But you're right. If he's a cool guy, he's going to go, oh, my God, Amy, have at it. You know, I really
respect. But if he was a cool guy, she probably wouldn't be firing him.
Yeah. I mean, I totally get what you're saying, Jillian. And you've hit it right on the head, because that's who I am. You know, I also do some things that are very similar to, not personal training, but where you work with people on a pretty close basis. And it's like, you know, I kind of know where the other end is, where you feel like, oh my God, you know, they don't like me. I'm not providing what they need. And it's hard not to take it personally. So I hate doing that to somebody else.
Anything to anyone. You're taking care of you. You owe this person nothing. You're not being mean.
Right.
Fire his ass and call me. Let's get him on the phone. I'll help you. Let's call him right now.
No.
You want to? Come on.
No.
Come on now. Amy.
No, let her try. Let her try and do it.
Yes.
Ames.
I will.
And then write back. And then write us back.
Amy.
And I'll keep an eye out for your note.
Amy.
Okay. Yes.
Do I need help?
No.
All right.
I'm just going to be a growing experience, and I'm going to do it, and it's going to be uncomfortable, and I'm going to get
it. It is going to be uncomfortable. I promise you that, and you will get through it. And then, by the way, you're like, okay, whew. You know, once you get through those things, you're like, all right, I can handle this.
Boomski.
Yeah. Ba 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 ba. Boom.
Yeah. I did have one other question, or something that you might want to, you know, talk about, or at least I thought other people might think of, is how do you know? I mean, I found a trainer that I clicked with.
Okay.
But I went through a couple, obviously this trainer I'm working with now, that it just wasn't a right fit. And my question was, is how would you interview a trainer? How do you find a trainer that's what you need, so you don't go through the awkward situation of not the right person?
All right. The first thing would be, obviously, you know, what are their credentials? So you want to make sure that they are at least certified. The second thing would be, you know, can you speak to previous clients? Can they show you some results? Have you seen them working in the gym? You know, are there before and afters? And the third thing is a personality game. Do you like them? You want to spend time with them, and they need to have all three of those things.
Okay.
Here's another one. Randomly, ask them to instruct you on a proper squat. And if they don't tell you, like, what your foot positioning should be, if they tell you anything like, oh, the knee can't go over the toe, if they don't explain, like, your range of motion, you can go this deep if your Achilles and your hip flexibility will allow you, but if your back starts to curl or your tailbone starts to tuck, or it's like a bum wink,
you know, you've gone too deep. Oh, here's how we improve that mobility, and here's where you need to distribute your weight, and here's how you front load, here's how you back load. Make sure that you, you know, keep your chest up, make sure that you keep your spine straight, make sure that you elevate your shoulders at the same time you elevate your hips. Fire them. There I know.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not kidding. I see it all the time. Really? I see it all the time. I see people, I just can't, the most basic stuff. I'm like, wow, really? Like people lifting way more weight than they should be lifting, yeah, with horrendous form and
with a trainer.
With terrible, yeah. And I'm just like, what are you doing? I mean, the barefoot clients and just, I can't even, dude.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, so I'm certified. Okay, how long? Okay, are they like certified to be a trainer or do they really want to be an actor? You know, or is it like a side job to make extra money? That's a no. And, you know, can you speak to some of their clients? Do you enjoy spending time with them? And then, honest to God, give them a litmus test. Can you teach me like a basic squat? And I want you to like Google the crap out of it. Go on like Squat Nation. I don't care what. I want you to fully understand. I want you to be, to have memorized the biomechanics of a squat.
Amy.
So that when you walk in there, it's like the FBI interrogating Donald Trump. They already know the answers to their questions,
yeah.
And they're going to get to the bottom of it. It's you know, funny. Whether he's innocent or not, whether they win or they lose. Because then you'll know, dude. You'll know. I see it all the time. All the time.
So not only, Amy, do you have to do this procedure with your old trainer, but now you have to give us a call back and tell us the perfect squat.
No, Amy asked a second question, hence a second homework assignment.
Yes.
It's her fault.
Two homework assignments.
I didn't say, hey. I didn't say, sign back up.
The good news is I think I found the perfect trainer. So I don't... but I just, you know, I'm kind of going, could I, you know, save myself a whole bunch of time by finding the right one the first time.
Yeah, it doesn't always work like that though, kid. It's not always love at first
sight. My God. Yummy.
Sometimes you get to kiss a lot of frogs to recognize the prince. Right, Manus?
That's right, my sister. Thank you, Amy.
Well, thank you for calling, and thank you, Jillian, so much for answering my question.
Course,
I will go fire a trainer.
All right!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Who killed Harry Weiner?
No one killed anybody, for the record.
You almost killed Harry Weiner.
Well, almost shot him in the face with an explosive.
I told you.
Greg, you're a bad, bad boy.
I told you he did.
You're a bad boy.
I told you he did.
Yeah.
It was a conjoined effort, so you can't put all the blame on
it. It was you and Evan is what it was.
Yeah, well, there was a malfunction with the platform that you made.
I didn't make the platform. You were the one that said, oh, you know what we need to do? We need to go get a ply board. And then I said, put it down. And you said, no, the tide is too high. And then I said, you've got to take it away from the house. Imagine had you not taken it away from the house, you would have shot right into the crowd.
Well, it kind of did do that regardless.
Greg, where'd you buy those fireworks? Like from Stinky down at the docks?
Yes, well, he did.
It was your idea to put...
My idea?
your idea to put the wood on these two flimsy-ass chairs.
Wait a minute! You were lighting them off on the deck! I said you need to go on the beach! And you said, I can't. The tide's too high.
Oh, wait a minute now. You now it's...
No,
the truth is...
coming down there.
No. He can hear you. Come here, Manus.
I'm just saying that now I'm glad Greg's on the phone because now the truth is coming out that actually you built the platform.
No, he built the platform. He was...
It was my idea to have a platform so we didn't mess up your floor.
But you almost exploded the glass panel.
Yeah,
you threw a firecracker into a wall of glass.
Yeah, that was my bad. I'm so grateful that it didn't break the glass, though. That would have been really bad.
He threw a firecracker into a wall of glass.
At least it wasn't the quarter stick that we lit off later.
I didn't light off a quarter stick of dynamite. You lit off a quarter stick of dynamite.
I'm pulling you down with me. This isn't fair.
It's absolutely fair. I had no idea you launched a bomb into Harry Weiner's house. A bomb, and now I'm being blackmailed into training his son.
Yeah, I can't really argue against that.
Look at
Greg's the mortar was supposed to launch straight up, so we lit off two at once. One went off sooner than the other, and it bounced the platform, thus knocking over the other mortar right at us.
Mortar.
So we ran in the opposite direction. The mortar shot past our heads, and we turned around and went the other way. And then all of a sudden, this huge explosion went off in front of Wiener's face.
Told you.
In front of little Wiener's face.
Yeah, Wiener. Yeah.
His eye.
Wiener and his whole party.
Wiener and his party, yeah, and a teen. I don't think that teen was Wiener's teen, though.
No, it wasn't. It was someone else's, but he was overreacting. He was taking it a little far beyond what it should have been.
Yeah.
Even though it was a really big-ass explosion.
The house was engulfed in fire, Janice. A ball of fire showered the house like firework fairy dust. Well, thanks for nothing. All right. Well, we'll see you a little later.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye, Greg.
Yeah. Maybe I should call Harry Weiner.
No, I'm gonna call him.
I'm going to call him. Can you give me Harry Weiner's number? Hold on.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I am.
No. Yeah. You know what? For once.
No.
For once.
Let's just
take my advice.
No, I think we should call him.
You know what?
I asked Cody for his phone number.
You know what? Sometimes it's best not to poke the bear.
Yeah, but it might make great radio.
No.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at jillianpodcast@gmail.com.
Guidelines.
Yes.
Three sentences.
Or less.
And a phone number.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.